So pleased to welcome to the program today from the Quincy Choral Society, its president, Lucinda Fadua, and also choral director, Sarah LaBrie. Hi, ladies.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Nice to see you both. Thanks for spending some time. Appreciate it. Sarah, nice to see you.
Yes, you as well.
I thought it'd be a good opportunity here to kind of check in and let folks know that the Choral Society is, yes, still around and still in existence and eagerly anticipating in-person performances again, Cindy. But in the meantime, maybe if you could give us a little status report on how things have been going during this pandemic.
Well, needless to say, we've all been very disappointed to not be together. And of course, it's so difficult to keep the group together and keep them entertained, per se. But Sarah came up with some really clever ideas along with a committee that we put together that allowed, we did some master classes and some vocalization techniques and even a little cabaret where everybody sang their own little songs or big stories or poems. And that was a fun night. And in the meantime, that was sprinkled amongst some rehearsals and virtual recordings of a couple of songs. One is our, what we call our theme song is Una Familia. And so we were able to perform that, and Sarah, with her computer magic, was able to make us sound wonderful. And so we did that. And a second song, another virtual recording, was Let There Be Peace on Earth, was another recording. So that was two of our projects that we've had pretty good participation. Of course, we would love for a lot more people to join in with us to do that. But right now, I think people listen to themselves and hear their voice recorded, and they go, "Oh, that's me! Oh, I sound terrible!" And they just, no, I don't want to do that. When you're amongst a group of people singing, you don't hear yourself. You hear everybody around you instead. And so I think that was a little bit of an eye-opener for many people to see that. But it's been fun. It's been a challenge, no doubt about it. And we've had pretty good participation. And then since then, Sarah, with a colleague out in the UK, has come up with this collaborative, and we're working on that currently. I'll let Sarah explain that. But in the meantime, we're doing many video recordings because it's our 40th anniversary of Quincy Choral Society. So we've posted on our Facebook page recording interviews with past presidents, past conductors, original members. One of the girls was one of the original accompanists, and of course our current accompanist is Gingy Grimes. She too interviewed, and so those are all up on our Facebook page and our website. So that's been something to keep us busy and a way to recognize our 40th anniversary, as we can't do it any other way right now.
When you can recognize it, Cindy, what would you like to do?
I think we would love to have a concert that, you know, a master concert that we would, master program that we would be able to perform for the group, for the city, and just, you know, put out a very special, kind of concert that, you know, would be a signature piece for us. So,
how many members right now in the society?
My email list is well over 100, about 125, 28. And then weekly, we get about 30, is it, Sarah, 40 people?
It's been about 35 to 40 on a weekly basis, kind of rotating it out.
Yeah. And so I would think with current members paying dues is well over 80 plus people.
Okay. So a healthy group for sure. And I know a lot of them are longtime members. Any been there for the entire 40 years, Cindy?
Yes. Mm. Yes. We have two ladies. Martha McMahon is, she's one of the first. And then Diane Murphy, she's another original member. So yeah, we have several people that have been there from the beginning.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And what would you say the breakdown is between men and women?
Definitely women, alto and soprano voices are, much higher than the men in bass tenor voices. But I think it's a pretty rounded out balance between the two. So yeah, I think we're doing pretty well as far as that's concerned. Of course, we always want more men to join.
Well, to right, that Sarah? End, how do you do that?
Join in a meeting, come on to on into Zoom. If you're interested, then you can contact me through the Choral website, mm-hmm. and QuincyChoral.org. And I could always put you in touch with Quincy. Join into a Zoom meeting that we have.
Okay, great. Good to know. So Sarah, yeah. It must be, musical performance is such an in-person experience, both for the performer and, for the listener. So this must have been quite a challenging time for you.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, but I've been thrilled with the attendance. And the family of the membership that has come together and said, even if we can't sing in person this year, let's do something. Let's keep meeting together. Let's make music. Let's find ways to use this technology to our advantage as much as we can. And so we've made those few virtual choirs so far, which, like Cindy was alluding to earlier, they're just difficult to make on your own. When you record and you sit in a room and you have to sing your part all by yourself.
Well, everybody becomes a soloist, right, at that time.
Exactly, yes.
And we were talking with the membership about our first virtual choir that we made. And one of our members said the best thing, and I'll never forget it. She said, I'm just like a banana. I'm one of the bunch. And she said, I'm not meant to be alone. And I think that just captured how everyone was feeling about making these videos.
And that's the nature of choral music, right? It's a community experience, yeah.
Exactly. So, the virtual performances certainly don't make up for what we would do in, the before times or so. So we say... but it does keep our voices fresh and active. And I think we learned pretty early on that if you don't continue to actively use your voice, it really does weaken. Mm. And coming back in to try to just sing a big thing like you might have done on a weekly basis becomes much more difficult if you're not even on a regular basis speaking to people, not just singing, but if you're not really using your voice at all because you're quarantined at home, this is just a great way for people to keep using their voices and exercising that and being social and making music as best as we can.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious, did you find any, kind of hidden talent that you might not have experienced otherwise in the society?
Well, I think... It was actually kind of a blessing early on to hear all of these individual voices. I know people were horrified to send me their individual videos at first, but coming in as a new director, it really gave me a chance to get to know people's voices better, mm-hmm. And to hear them on an individual basis in a way that I might not normally. But in terms of hidden talents, my gosh, when we did the cabaret night, that was just a hoot. you know, we had Joel was singing and playing the piano and accompanying himself, and we had musical theater and pop and jazz and all sorts of just amazing performances.
That sounds like an awful lot of fun. Now, are those performances available online too?
I don't believe we recorded that. No, we didn't record those.
No. It was just an experience for the members then to remember.
Exactly, yeah.
So Sarah, will it influence, you know, the way you kind of direct the society going forward?
Yes, I think absolutely. It's been so interesting to get to know people in this other way. Mm. You know, it's easy to feel like when you walk into a big rehearsal and it's a whole group who's been established and they know each other well, and you come in as the new kid on the block. Right. And it can be difficult to get to know people on an individual basis. So I feel like we've gotten a chance to get to know each other a little bit better in this season, but also work through some of these difficult things and some of these challenges. So like Cindy was saying, at the beginning of the season, we started with a lot of master classes on different vocal techniques, musicianship. We brought in some guest speakers from other choirs across the country. And in doing just one piece at a time, it felt like not quite the same as what we would normally do in a rehearsal, where you're working on many, many pieces or a multi-movement larger work. Mm. So we sort of switched directions for the spring half of the season to what we might normally do, actually, which is work on a masterwork in the spring. So as Cindy started talking about, we're doing currently a collaboration with a choral society in the UK called the Reigate and Redhill Choral Society.
I'm sorry, what is it again?
It's the Reigate and Redhill Choral Society.
Okay.
And their director is a friend of mine who I'd met a couple of years ago, Cole Bendel, in a conducting workshop. So we met overseas, and in this virtual world, we've been plunged into the same thing where, well, it's Zoom rehearsals for now, but how do we make music? And so these virtual choirs that we've been doing, you know, take a lot of time, take a lot of effort. And there have been a lot of really innovative people in the tech world trying to find a way to make that easier for singers and directors and people putting the whole product together. And so there is a software called Choirless, which for this collaboration, we and the Reigate and Redhill Choral Society are doing the beta tests for. So it's not actually quite available to the general public yet, but it is a software where you basically put in sort of the track that you want to record to, and then each singer sings their part right into the computer and it just mixes it for you into a virtual performance pretty quickly, actually. But what makes this really special is that Cole over in the UK is able to direct an orchestra live and in person, which is going to serve as the basis for our accompaniment. So he'll be conducting the orchestra live and we'll be able to sing with that and the choral society overseas and do this massive production, hopefully, of the foray.
Wow, that is, now, why this particular piece?
Oh gosh, the Foray Requiem is just a fabulous staple of choral music. And I think partially because it's a piece that may be well known by a lot of singers because they may have done it in years prior. So rather than starting from scratch, we thought doing a masterwork that is fairly well known might draw more people into the experience. And I think it did. When we started rehearsals, we saw some faces that hadn't been around for the fall, but they thought, oh, I love this piece of music.
Oh, okay. I want to take part. So when can we expect to see this performance, Sarah?
So we're hoping, this is, yeah, of course, all of this depends on when the UK is out of their tier 3 lockdown.
Oh yeah, that little fly in the ointment, yeah.
Yes, so we are aiming for having this done about mid-May.
Okay.
To put out, and of course, once this is done, we will have a recording of it that we'd be happy to share out. And we're hoping that this beta test goes well. Of course, it's a new software, so anything could happen.
Sure. Must be exciting, though, to be able to, you know, put this international experience together, something you probably never dreamed you'd be able to do.
Right. And, you know, QCS has gone on several international tours.
Right.
And I think that that was something that we would have loved to do to celebrate the 40th anniversary. But this is sort of a fun way to mimic that in this virtual world. And we're hoping to even one of these Saturdays have a collaboration where our choral societies can meet each other, have a little bit of a meet and greet. Of course, our regular Monday evening at 7:30 p.m. doesn't really work for them because it's 3 in the morning.
So. Right. There is. We don't have any software to make up for the time difference yet. So, no.
Cindy, somebody would be very blurry-eyed. Somebody would be very blurry-eyed if we were to meet with them at the normal times of day. So
yeah,
have to be very cautious of that.
Well, I mean, Cindy, wouldn't the society typically be doing some kind of a spring performance in May?
Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would be. May is usually our master's work program, right. And it's, you know, a big production as far as our May concert is concerned. So this collaboration will sort of substitute for it. Unfortunately, we won't have, you know, a live audience, but at the same time, it keeps us very involved with our musical skills. And as you said earlier, everybody has to be a soloist. And that's what I mentioned in one of our Monday evenings, that I myself am practicing as if I am the soloist singing my own part in each of these sections of the 4A. So you really have to be on your game and be able to hold your own, because you don't have anybody around you to help you, like, what was that note? what, where are we? So yeah, you're a soloist. And not one of the bunch anymore.
Yeah,
this time around.
In some ways, I guess it's you're really improving your craft, right? Your art.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And Sarah, as a teacher, I'm sure that's something that you try and get students to do all the time.
Yes, and I was actually saying this the other night. So I'm in school right now, but of course we haven't been able to sing indoors. And so being here in the building means that I can't sing. So even my students that are in person or remote, we can't do any sort of rehearsal whatsoever. So it's been sort of nice with QCS that because we're all remote, we are able to sing, you know, in our own spaces. But it's certainly been challenging in terms of my own pedagogy and teaching, right? How I would run a rehearsal, because obviously on Zoom, everybody has to be muted.
Right.
So I say, okay, everybody, let's go through this section. And I hear silence, you know. So it's been fun in rehearsing and going through the scores each week before we rehearse. And in my preparation, I play through and sing through everyone's part.
Okay.
That way I know, okay, when we get to this section, the tenors are going to have a hard time navigating this interval. So I'm going to need to spend some time practicing that and just taking my best guess at what might be difficult for each section of singers.
Right.
But there's no, you know, there's no response, of course.
The silence is literally deafening, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, Sarah is very encouraging to us by saying, oh, that was lovely. Wasn't that wonderful? It's like, what? What did you hear?
Well, you need a vivid imagination, I suppose.
it's so encouraging to, you know, to hear that positive reinforcement to say that, you know, you're doing it, keep going. And it's like, if you really heard what we did, it's like, oh, I guess I got to practice that part a little bit more.
It feels sort of like being Dora the Explorer, you know, when you ask a rhetorical question and, good job.
People talk a lot about the mind's eye, but in this case, it's the mind's ear. You know, you really kind of have to envision hearing it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah. Sarah, I'm curious, does the pandemic or has it, you know, influenced the way you select the musical pieces to perform?
Yes, actually. I think in terms of doing these online rehearsals and trying to program repertoire, you certainly have to back off a bit from what you might normally do. A lot of the times in choral rehearsals, you have, you know, stronger sight readers and people who have great ears, and all of those skills can be sort of put together to help the whole group learn a piece.
Yeah.
But as we have all these different learning styles online, the pace is a bit slower. And so choosing a piece of work that will allow singers to feel accomplished fairly quickly has been really important. We had hopefully planned on doing the Durafle Requiem last spring, and I would have loved to do that now, but it's a bit more challenging than the foray. And so doing it online, I don't think would have been as successful. So saving that one for in person will be great, but certainly less is more in terms of the selections.
And give people something to look forward to as well. But I think you probably want positive reinforcement, that way people don't get discouraged, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've got a great future ahead. I'm really looking forward to this this virtual performance with the group from the UK. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, thank you. We're looking forward to it. And we have one more movement of the foray to learn, and then it's just polishing from there. So we've already got 6 out of 7.
Yeah.
Sure. Cindy, I'm curious, is the society planning to do anything at all with the Quincy 400 celebration in a few years?
Yes, we are. And that's something that through the mayor's office, and we'll be in touch with them to hear what they would like. We were given a little hint that there may be a June outdoor performance. It's kind of up in the air still. So, you know, we're going day by day and week by week to see what we can do and where. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint anything right now.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely we would be involved with that in some sort or another.
Yeah, I remember the collaboration with the Quincy Symphony that you had was just fabulous.
We're looking forward to that again. Yes, we would like to be in touch with Yoshi has already, I'm sorry, not Yoshi, Yoichi is in touch with me as to this may happen, but we need to wait a little bit more, just giving you a heads up. So hopefully that'll come through.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sarah, what will be the first song of the first in-person performance of the Quincy Choral Society when that happens?
Oh, that's a great question. I think one of the things I'd love to do is, we've spent all of this time virtually learning all this music. You know, when we get back together, why not start by singing the stuff that we've been learning that we haven't been able to hear each other with? So even in early rehearsals, of course, we haven't decided what our first concert will be.
Right.
But I imagine we'd love to sing the foray all together.
Okay.
And take a read through, or even some of the stuff we did for virtual choirs, the Uma Familia, Coming Home, and Let There Be Peace on Earth.
I think that'd be really appropriate. Yeah, I'm sure very familiar too for folks to be able to see each other perform that in person.
I imagine there will be a lot of tears. Happy tears.
Happy tears. Yeah, exactly. So anything else you'd like to share with folks right now about the Quincy Choral Society?
Well, for our 40th anniversary, we've had our masks made up with our Quincy Choral logo. And if anyone would like to support Quincy Choral, the masks are $10 a piece. And that would be a wonderful way to support us. And you can send in your donation to our PO Box 108, Wollaston, Mass. 02170. And Gordon, our treasurer, will be be happy to mail out a mask to anyone who would love to donate. And if you don't want a mask, you could still donate. we have been very graciously given a deceased member was able to give us her IRA account. And we received a very substantial donation, which is allowing us to continue through this year without any funds or income from our concerts.
Right.
So any little bit helps at this point. And so we still have some bills to pay, so it would be wonderful, and we would love to see more people walking around with our Quincy Coral face masks.
Well,
we thought that was appropriate for this particular year.
Yes,
to and honor the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, we're going to be needing them for a while going forward anyway. So, that's a remarkable story, Cindy. Did that family want that person recognized, or did they choose to remain anonymous?
At this point, I would hesitate giving the name of the individual, but she was a very long time member, and it was beyond generous that we would ever think that she would.
That's just wonderful. That's
stole
great.
her IRA to us.
That's
wonderful.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, we've had a really exciting year, and I want to invite folks, if they're interested in joining QCS, we are more than happy to take new members. Whether you'd like to join us for the spring and just do some singing, even if they don't want to participate in the virtual performance, and maybe just meet the members, see what we do, check us out. Mm-hmm. We are hoping to come back in the fall to in-person rehearsals and things. Of course, we're playing it one day at a time.
Right.
So we don't want to speak too soon on that. But we are looking forward to hopefully having more folks join us for these performances in the future. They can reach out to us anytime if they have questions through our website. We have a YouTube, a Facebook, all of those things that are actively monitored. So just think of us when you're thinking about returning to your in-person activities.
Yeah, and I think that's great. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know you were practicing over in East Milton. Is that still going to be the case, do you know?
Yes. At the East Congregational Church, mm-hmm. On Adam Street in Milton. Their lower fellowship hall is where we practice when we're in person.
Right.
Currently, the church just sent out a notice saying that they are not allowing any in-person gatherings until June.
Okay.
So we'll be a virtual. We'll be on Zoom for the remainder of this season.
Okay. And then for an in-person performance, when that happens, where will that be, Cindy?
Right now, it depends on the time of year where we would be able to. I can't answer that. I wish I could. Until we know when we can do a live performance, it will all determine where we'll be able to perform.
Yeah, TBD, I think, is the
yes, exactly.
The yeah.
That once we have that information, that will be again website and Facebook and YouTube. Those are our three. Facebook and YouTube are new to Quincy Coral. This year, we had some very savvy individuals with computer skills, not me, but others were very good at it and were able to put many of our concerts on the YouTube page. And most of these interviews are both on both the Facebook and the YouTube page. So check us out.
It's the new normal, as they say.
It certainly is. Yeah.
I want to thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity. It's been a lot of fun, and hopefully we've let folks here in Quincy know that the Quincy Coral Society is still alive and well, and can't wait to see you all in person.
Oh, thank you, Joe, for having us. We truly appreciate it. we want to be back in the public. We want to be back out there. We have a great following, a great fan base. So we really want to be out there singing for the community.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You're very welcome. Be well, both of you, and we'll see you
soon.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.